deserve the glory.
Blessings, blessings to you today, Pastor Tim Karskatten, Christian Center, Shreveport, Louisiana. So glad you're with us today. We share the good news. We're sharing a dream that started yesterday, a prophetic dream. The Lord gave me Isaiah 60 and spoke to me about the prophetic moment we're in, how we must engage. All right, let's build on this revelation.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Lift our hands, Father. We lift our hands. And we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Well, great to have you. No pun intended. It is great to have you here today on Wednesday, the 17th day of April, 2024. Trying to be relevant, trying to make sure that we're hearing what God's saying for this hour. And that's why we do these podcasts. Thank you so much. I have had so many people come and thank me for this platform. And I've said it 100 times, probably more. That was never the intent. Was to build something to glorify myself or what I'm doing or anything. It was just to share what God's saying. Initially, you've probably heard me say this. We were teaching courses on Sunday morning. I was teaching some what we'd call Sunday school classes. I don't use that term anymore. We call it school of ministry on Sunday. It makes it more modern, right? And I could never get through in class. So I said, so you guys, you know, you just listen the rest of the week on our podcast and you can catch up. And then all of a sudden COVID, everything hits. And boy, I knew we needed to be out here with a prophetic voice to navigate through the difficult seasons we're in. And that's where we are. So here we are some 4 years later doing it, still loving doing it. And because we just feel it touches so many people and just helps you along the way. It helps me. I mean, it keeps me engaged. It keeps me. What are you saying, Lord? What's on your heart? Because sometimes as leaders, that we can get caught up in doing just stuff. And this, to me, is what's on the heart of the Father. And that's what this dream was. And I shared it. I started to share it yesterday. I was awakened by the Lord. Literally, alarm clock went off, which wasn't in there in the natural, but in the spirit, and woke me up and gave me Isaiah 60. And that's what I'm doing. It's pretty the simplicity of the dream. There was more, but that's the simplicity of the dream. Hey, look, if God's going to wake you up and say, son, you need to get up, you need to get busy, this is on my heart, I need you awake. Okay. You think about that. If you're a soldier in the battle and you're sleeping and the enemy is engaging and you're trying to catch up on your sleep, right? Seems legitimate, right? I need to be awake to fight. Well, let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit energizes you, you're awake. And that's what happened to me. Boom, I was awake. I mean, awake. And the Lord says, this is a moment. Arise, shine, for your light is coming. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Because why? There's a darkness, a deep darkness in the earth. And because of that, it's important that his glory shine. And that's when the Lord shines the best, is in the midst of darkness, right? Because in the midst of darkness, his glory is the greatest. Because the darkness magnifies, in a sense, doesn't magnify, but it identifies the glory. And that's the whole thing. It talks about how they will come from the nations, wealth will come. And we know some of this is millennial, but we also know some of it's now because this is on the heart of the Father. After what happened to Israel Sunday morning, their time, Saturday night, most of our time here in the America. But in the midst of that battle, God was speaking. He's protecting Israel. He's covering Israel. He was also unraveling the plans of the enemy, the prince of Persia, exposing it, using the Gentile, the spirit of Greece, to come against the spirit of Persia. Because the Protestants, which is us mainly, the Gentiles were fighting in this fight. So this is a whole thing about God is calling the heavens to Jerusalem, and they're being called to arise, to take action, to bring God's glory to the nations. So this is actually a revival passage for the end time revival, yes, but it's repeated earlier. We see it in Isaiah 51 and 52, a light of her divine mandate to speak God's word with power as promised in chapter 59, verse 21. It says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my spirit which is upon you and my words which I put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of the offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now on forever. Jesus, Lord, always intended for them to have his voice, always, to give them a mouth. And because we're joint heirs with Abraham through Christ Jesus, we become connected that way, and we are. So that passage about rise, shine your light, kind of glory has come upon you, that whole passage there, when it talks about how the Gentiles will come to their light and the kings and the brightness of their rising, she is called to rise up from her despair caused by her great sin. That's what Isaiah 59 talks about. And by desolation, she has experienced into the great tribulation time, which I think she's in right now. I think you can call it what you want. Well, I've heard Hal Lindsey talk about the tribulation. I know what it means. Well, you don't. And to me, tribulation is having weapons over your head could land on you any moment, being shot out of the sky. Yes, hallelujah. But the fact is, you are being targeted to die. I tell this story all the time, but I had a friend of mine. He was a B-52 pilot. It's our biggest plane in America. We dropped the biggest bombs with nuclear bombs, et cetera. Anyway, in the first Gulf War, he was the first plane in. They were dropping bombs on Baghdad and Iraq, somewhere in Iraq. I don't know where he's dropping them. But he was dropping them there, and he said he looked out his window and he saw all the ordnance coming up, the anti-aircraft shooting at him. And he said it was kind of beautiful. It looked like fireworks and everything. And then it just hit him. Hey, they're shooting at me. He tells me the story. And he said he started praying in tongues, hundo shondo in it. Right there in the middle. Now, his other pilot friends are not believers, and they go, like, what are you doing over there? He said, I don't care what you think. I'm praying. And I laugh at it because I don't think it was funny for him at that moment. But you know what? You lose your pride and your fear of man when you're in a crisis. And that's what we need. Israel is in a crisis right now. Look, that was one night event. Everybody said, well, that it won't happen again. You cannot count. This prince of Persia, he's angry. This Antichrist spirit wants to take out Israel, and we have to fight with and for her. So this also is an exhortation that reminds us of Jesus' call to go to the nations as witnesses of the kingdom, Matthew 28, right? To be the light of the world, Matthew 5. This is a call of all of us, definitely, but also of them. Now, when it says that there's deep darkness there, that's related to the Antichrist activity and oppression. Jesus appeared for the first time in the midst of great darkness. It talks about that, in Scripture, that he appears in that place. I think it's in, Isaiah 9 talks about that when he comes on, this child's born unto us, that whole thing. And the unique dynamics here is that there will be these dynamics that created by darkness and the glory operating in the same time frame. And I gave that last week when I talked about the dream I had about the Pacific Rim, where you're going to see the harvest and judgment at the same time. See, the measure of glory will be manifested in Jerusalem in this story through many things that are related in Joel chapter 2, which is the outpouring of the Spirit of the believers. Remember when Peter says that, when they said, hey, you're drunk, he says, no, this was prophesied by the prophet Joel. That your old man will dream dreams, your young man, will have visions, your sons and daughters will prophesy, the glory will fall, right? So here we go. The measure of the Spirit God wants to bring is that same measure. The reality of deep darkness causes some to conclude that there's no point in contending for an increase of glory, so they abdicate. We can't do that. And others are intimidated by the darkness, and they retreat in silence instead of rising in action. That's why, as dark as it is, we must also fulfill Isaiah 62. I will not keep silent for Jerusalem's sake. I will not keep quiet. If you understand, we're commissioned to speak out. That's our commissioning right now. And the fact is, in the midst of this battle, the fear tactic of the enemy is trying to get them to be quiet. It's an everlasting light. Jerusalem will illuminate the new Jerusalem, it says in Revelation 21. So in millennial Jerusalem, he's going to be a light to the nations. We see that in this Isaiah passage, as well as other passages in Revelation. But this city, it says in Revelation 21, 23 through 24, he says, the city, the new Jerusalem, had no need of the sun. The glory of the God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. Come on. That's what it's called for. This is what we're fighting for, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're fighting. The glory has risen upon you, so the glory will be seen. And many believe it'll be seen physically. I don't know. But it's going to be seen. It's going to be God's glory, the fire like at Mount Sinai, maybe. The trumpets, the loud trumpets, the earth shaking we saw in Exodus 19. And as the Spirit's fire rests upon the disciples who heard and felt like a mighty wind, Acts chapter 2, this is what we're talking about, releasing in earth. So the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and a smoke and a day of the shining, the flaming fire by night. That's Isaiah 40, verse 5. And it says in Acts 2, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house, and there appeared to them tongues of fire, and one sat upon each of them. This is my prayer for you today. At your rising, the kings will come and see the increased manifestation of God's glory on Jerusalem, but upon all of us who are standing for Jerusalem. This is my heart's cry, is that we would have a people group that would do this and stand and fight this fight. You know, Malachi described the progressive increase of God's light as the sun of righteousness arising to heal Jerusalem and equip them to bring healing to nations. That's what Malachi 4:2 says. But it says, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, which is Jesus, shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like staff-fed calves. We're going to get big on Jesus, big on the glory. So God's glory will impact the nations, the Gentiles, their kings, their governmental leaders, and they will come one day to Jerusalem to encounter God's glory. Let them start seeing it now. Here's what I want to see. I'd love to decree this. All the nations that hate Israel, you know, as we saw on the news, Palestinians and Arabs around the world, even in America, we had Arabs and pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas people celebrating what Iran did. I was watching a meeting in Chicago of a local anti-Israel group, and he was speaking, and he said, we have something to announce. About 30 minutes ago, Iran started bombing Israel. And the people started applauding and celebrating, death to Israel, death to America. In America, there was a day that would never be tolerated. Those people would be out of here as fast as the government could get their hands on them. But we have loud, and we tolerate sin now. We tolerate Jezebel in our midst. This is our hour. We were born for such a time like this to speak out for the Lord's purposes in this hour. Are you with me? I know you are. This is our heart's cry. I'm gonna shut this down now. And we're going to be radiant. It goes on. We're going to see this glory everywhere. And the people will regather to Israel. This is my heart's cry. And I want to say this. As the fire sat on each one of them, may the fire sit on you for this purpose of what we're praying for right now. Let a Joel chapter 2, Acts 2 experience, Acts 4 experience come on you. That those tongues would light on you, that you'd pray the heart of the Father in this hour. He's telling us, he woke me up at that hour and said, it's time to arise, shine, for your light has come, the glory has risen upon you. He's talking about Israel, but he's talking about all of us. The glory, when we walk in him, his glory walks upon us. It stands upon us. It sits upon us. This is our hour, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be a part of this. I want you to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord clearly is telling me through this encounter that this is on his heart. Let us lay aside everything else that we think maybe is important, and let us agree with what's important to our Father. He wants to see what he died for, Jesus does, for the salvation of Israel, for the salvation of Jerusalem, and that all the nations would know the good news of the end time revival, as it says in Romans chapter 11, that all of Israel will be saved. We decree that today. Father, I pray these tongues of fire would rest upon everybody listening today, that they would be a part of the ones who rise and shine and let their light so shine in the glory. And Lord, let it rise upon us and draw nations to the Messiah, to the promised covenant purpose of land of Israel as well. God, in the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow for another daily podcast. Welcome each one of you to our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. Reminding you that our Olive School of Ministry, we've been announcing it, we're taking applications for our fall 2024 semester. We started, it's a one-year program. You can go to our website, olivesm.org. That's olivesm.org. And you can learn about that school if you're interested and you know somebody that would like to be a full-time student. Also, if you live in the Shreveport-Bossier area, you can join and just be a part of it there. You don't even have to be full-time. So have a great week in the Lord. We love you guys. Bye-bye.